Begin the current and final perek in Hilchas Mechirin, the laws of the sales, perek Shleishim, the 30th chapter in the Hilchas Mechirin, the Sefer Kinyan Book of Acquisitions, where we conclude with the topic of to give over a transaction where the reliability is limited. As Rambam gets halacha off regarding the need for the agreement of the one who's meriting it. If someone sells a piece of property or a movable item, and he's meriting it for the consumer without his awareness. For example, what's called mezakle de acher, where he merits them through a medium of a third person who could merit it for him. So in that situation, the options of the buyer, he has the upper hand. Meaning, if the buyer wants to, the seller can't back out because the buyer has already acquired it by the person being mezakit from. But if, let's say, the moment he hears about it, he refuses and doesn't want to receive it, so then it goes back to the owner. Therefore, since there's no concern for any loss for the buyer, we could always back out. So if the seller is meriting it to him without his awareness, so you're allowed to write a document of a sale for the seller, even though the buyer is not with him, because he's not going to be losing. Now, interesting, but the buyer always has to pay for the wages of the scribe who's writing the document. Even if the seller is selling a field because of its inferiority and is desperate to get it off his hand, you would think, okay, maybe he would take responsibility. No, that is always the responsibility of the buyer. Halacha Beis, another type of situation which requires the agreement, in this case of the master, so to a slave, shekana, if he bought, or sold, or give a gift, or gift was given to him. Yara odin el yoina. The master, he has the upper hand. Meaning, if he wants to validate what the slave did, it's going to be valid. Vimlay Ratzavi doesn't want it, but whatever he did is going to be nullified, because although we say that Yad Evid Kiyad Rabbi, whatever the slave does is like the master, is to merit for him, for the master, but not to create a liability. So even what would be considered as a merit, that's the choice of the master. And with Vrm Levad, with just words itself, the master could validate or invalidate. It doesn't have to do any actual acquisitions. Again, you need the consent, just like by any person, the master controls the slave, you need the master's consent. Halacha Gimel continues regarding when do you need the agreement of a spouse. V'cheino Isha, so to a woman, if she sells or if she gives a gift, whether it's from her husband's estate, whether it's from called the iron sheep, which she brings in to him, to the marriage, which are properties that the husband actually merits in the body of the items that she brings into the marriage. He just has responsibility if it gets ruined or that he has to compensate her. So, whether it's things that he designated for her in the dowry, which are properties where the husband doesn't even have any rights in the property, but he gets its utility. So this is bein b'karkoyes bein matan, whether properties, whether movable items. V'chinim l'kocha oynitno l'matana. So let's say she bought, or she was given a gift. In all these situations, yadabal al yonah, the husband has the upper hand. Meaning, v'mrutz l'kaim, if he wants to validate whatever transaction his wife did, yikayim, he'll validate. Imrutz l'vatla, if he wants to nullify it, yivatla is going to be nullified, where, because a woman could only do certain actions to merit her husband, not to create a liability, just like we said similarly regarding the evet. But if the husband sold or gave, whether it's properties that his wife brought into him with the ksuba, which we said is the nechset term barzel, which he's getting from the marriage, or properties that he gave to her, shum mishaloi, which the husband writes a field in relation to the nedunya, to the dowry which he brought to him, he's giving her the equivalent, a certain piece of property, or ben karka sheichel abuksavas, or whether he designates a piece of property for aksuba, which he has to give her upon divorce or when she becomes a widow. So he designated this property for that. So even if they acquired from the hand of the woman after they really acquired from the husband, which you said, okay, great, you get the consent of both parties over here. No. Whatever the husband did in these properties are void. Why? At least these which the wife has some say in them. It's something related to the wife. Because she says, Nachas Rucha Sishlabali. I was just doing something that my husband should feel good about me but I didn't really agree with this totally because I don't want him to think that I'm not okay with the things that he's doing. Therefore, she agreed, but really she's not, and therefore, it's not going to have validity for the sale. In contrast, when the wife does, so the husband, he can validate or invalidate. Let's say he sold or he gave from her nixi malug properties, where he doesn't own the property, just has the utility. In contrast to the case that we've spoken about in previous halacha. So whether it's properties or movable items, yada ishal yana. So here the woman has the upper hand. She wants to avoid it, mavatla, she can avoid it. And here she's considered like the owner of these things. Vimkima myself, or myself, if she validates where regarding nixi malug, she can't claim, as we said in the previous halacha, oh, nachas ruach ha'sisal bali, I was doing just, I want my husband to be okay with me because this is totally hers. There's no concern that he's going to be upset at her if she doesn't agree. So if she validates it, then kamal kaychas, then the consumers have acquired it and it's considered a valid sale. Halacha, hey, ba'al shamachar metatlin. If a husband sells movable items, shal nixit sar basel, of these iron sheet properties, which are those that he gets the properties himself, he just has to compensate her when the marriage is over. Or mubal items that she gave to him, which are his, which again has the same halacha like the nechset tzar barzel. So avad pishen nidishai, although he's not really allowed to im avar or macha and nasan, but if he did violate and he sold or he gave it, konal kaychas, so then the, because really he has a responsibility to give it back to her when the marriage is over. But in this case, the consumers have acquired it. And the woman cannot go ahead and remove from them, where it's not similar to a piece of property which constantly remains. So the woman is confident on it, conscious by movable items, which she's not so confident because by nixit sar basel, really has the ability to utilize something until it's totally ruined. So therefore, anyway, he's responsible for insurance and she's going to get the exchange even if he sells it. So therefore, she can't take it out from the ones that he sold to and he would just have to pay her that value when the marriage is over. So too, a husband has the right to sell all his properties, although it's really this all indebted for her ksuba and collateral. You're saying, wait, how could he sell? No, he's allowed to sell. Now, if she comes to collect her ksuba from these properties, which the husband sold off because he has nothing for her to collect her ksuba from, so since she has a lien on that for her ksuba, so to whatever she could collect. Elim Cain, only if the exception is if she wrote to the buyer first, meaning before the husband was selling, because if it's after the husband sold, then we said already previously that she could claim, oh, my husband already did it, and if I would say no, he would be upset at me, so I was doing nachas ruach ha'sisal bala. But if she sold first, and they acquired it from her, then she wouldn't be able to collect because she herself sold this. Halacha Vav, ha'isha shamachra oynosna, if a woman sold or gave nichzit tzambaz labala, these properties of the tzimbaz to her husband. So halacha is loy kana. He has not acquired it because again, she could say, I wanted him to be okay with me. And if a v'yesh l'alav zim l'hoitzim yod, she could go back and she could take it away from him. Like we explained the laws of marriage and perch of beis, halacha yitches. Now, the Ram concludes regarding when do you need the agreement of the orphans, which the connection of these halachas, although they don't seem similar, is regarding the idea about the limitation which is placed on is someone that you're coming to do something with their properties. So Bezdin, regarding the courts, Shamachra Lokhu Benixiasam, if they were sold or purchased with the properties, the assets of the orphans. Bimakarka Bimatalan, whether we're going to real estate, we're going to movable items. Bechina Patrapasim, so too we're going to the caretakers of the orphans. Bein Sheminoisim Bezdin, whether they were appointed by the courts, Bein Sheminoisim Abi Yisim, whether the father of the orphans, before he passed away, he appointed this caretaker. Mikram Mikrach or Mimkara Memka. The purchases and the sales of either the courts or the caretakers have validity. But their gifts are not significant. You can't give something that's not yours. Yes, for buying and selling, we have those rights, but not for giving a gift. Allah then concludes regarding an acquisition that was done on Shabbos. If someone sells or gifts something on Shabbos, and I wanted to say what we're going to say now applies to Yomtiv, where Ava Bishamakanoisai, even though we're going to hit the person because of the fact that he's violating rabbinic law, that you're not going to go ahead and do sales on Shabbos, but Ma'isav Kiyaman, his actions are valid. And Mechin Kol Mishakon Miyad B'Shabbos, so to anyone that did an acquisition of that of Chalipin, of barter, even though it's forbidden to be done on Shabbos, Hakin Yekayim, the acquisition is valid, but Chayisvan Achar Shabbos, and then after Shabbos, you write down this transaction, V'Naisin, and you give it, where, although, again, it's forbidden, but ultimately, an acquisition was done, and it has validity. We have concluded the laws of sales, all 30 prakim with heavenly assistance.